thinker. الأسبوع اللي فات تالي بدينا في يشوع مش كده ولا أنا كنت اتكلمت الأسبوع اللي قبله عن أسفار موسى الخمسة، تكوين والخروج واللاويين والعدد والتثنية، وبعدين بدينا بسفر الأسفار الخاصة بالفترة قبل النظام الملكي اللي هي الأسفار التاريخية الخاصة بالنظام اللي يسموه الثيوقراطي. ثيو يعني الله، فسيكراسي أو ثيوقراطي يعني اللي هم من عايشين تحت حكم ربنا. I think I started by giving just a summary or the main lines of the Pentateuch, the five books of Moses: Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy. And afterwards, I started last week by Israel under the theocracy system, in which God is the king and he rules through his religious men or the clergymen. In fact, the aim or the end of the Bible is to reach heaven itself. In the Old Testament, it was Canaan. The promised land was a symbol of heaven. If we look to the book of Genesis, it is a promise which Abraham, our father, has received from God. He had received from God a promise that his kids will truly inherit and possess the promised land. In the book of Exodus, Moses started with the people and he delivered them from the land of bondage or slavery in order that they would receive this promised land. In the book of Leviticus, God granted them the law of sanctity so that the people may become holy to be prepared for receiving this land and to be a holy nation. In the book of Numbers, the people were in a trip towards the promised land. In the book of Deuteronomy, it was the last moments of Moses in which all the people had to prepare themselves to enter the promised land. Then in Joshua, all the promises has been fulfilled in the shadow by entering the promised land, receiving it, possessing it, and dividing it among all the tribes except one tribe, the tribe who devoted himself for serving God. فالواقع أحبائي واضح قوي في الكتاب المقدس الموضوع اللي كان يشغل ذهن ربنا، ازاي كل انسان يتمتع بربنا، ازاي يتمتع بالسماء. وكانت السماء في العهد القديم يرمز ليها بارض الموعد او كنعان. في سفر التكوين كان اول وعد يتاخد لما ربنا قال لابراهيم ان من نسلك كل حتة تطأها بقدميك حيورثها نسلك. في سفر الخروج الوعد بدأ يتحرك شوية، فخرجوا من أرض العبودية على أمل يوصلوا إلى أرض كنعان. في سفر اللاويين كلها شرائع للتقديس لكي يكونوا قديسين، كونوا قديسين لي كما أنا قدوس. مش ممكن واحد يستقر في السماء ما لم يصر مقدسا للرب على صورة الله. في سفر العدد الرحلة بتاعت البرية التي فيها تتجه كل الأنظار وكل القلب وكل الفكر إلى كنعان. في سفر التثنية وقف موسى في اللحظات الأخيرة من عمره يهيئ الشعب للدخول إلى أرض الموعد. في سفر يشوع استلم الشعب هذه الأرض وملكوا وورثوا وقسموا على الأسباط، ما عدا السبت اللي كرس حياته لخدمة ربنا، دول نصيبهم هو الرب اللي هو سبت الأب. الحقيقة سفر يشوع، مش عارف، أنا بحب سفر يشوع بالذات، بحس إنه ده السفر الصورة الحية لحياة الإنسان المسيحي اللي يضع كل قلبه في السماء ولا يشتهي شيء إلا أن يكون له نصيب مع مصاف القديسين في الميراث الأبدي. I truly feel the book of Joshua is a special book because in it is the shadow of our life or the end of our life, in which truly under the guidance of Joshua, Jesus himself, we will pass to the promised land, we will inherit it and possess it, and everyone has a special portion or place in this place, in this area. سفر يشوع سفر ممتع، مش عارف اتكلمت عنه كتير ولا المره اللي فاتت، I don't remember، ما اتكلمناش عنه، بس بنسى. In the book of Joshua we have these points. At first, the preparation for receiving the promised land. Second, receiving and inheriting the promised land. Third, dividing the promised land. Fifth, the cities of refuge and the city refuge and the cities of the priests and Levites, and at last the farewell speech of Joshua. In preparation for receiving the land, dividing it among the tribes, then the cities of the refuge and of the priest, and at last a farewell speech of Joshua before he had been done. سفر يشوع بيتكلم عن خمس نقط مهمين: الإعداد للدخول إلى أرض الموعد، استلام أرض الموعد، توزيع أرض الموعد، إقامة مدن للملجأ ومدن للاويين، وآخر حاجة الحديث الوداعي ليشوع قبل ما يموت. If we look to the book of Joshua, I think it is the book of every true person, true believer. And it is the book of the church, how the church can truly pass through the Jordan River to the promised land, and what about her work among her members, and how she truly be interested and the glorification of her children. سفر يشوع أحبائي سفر ممتع، سفر كل نفس بشرية تحب تتقابل مع ربنا وتتمتع به، سفر كل كنيسة تحب بحقيقي ما تنحرفش عن الهدف بتاعها، ويبقى الموضوع اللي شغلها ازاي ترث مجد الله وتقدم هذا المجد لكل واحد من ولادها عشان يتمتع به. It starts by a speech from God to Joshua. What about this speech? At first he said to him that it is your work, it is your job, what? To receive the land and to distribute it among the tribes. You are the person who are devoted for in the inheritance of this land. This is very important. If we are in the place of Joshua, we would ask ourselves, if Moses, the great prophet, And according to the book of Deuteronomy, at the end, that until, for a long time, until the coming of Jesus Christ, no prophet was in the same level of Moses. If Moses, in fact, failed to enter this land and to distribute the land among the tribes, how I am the servant of Moses can do that? It is not because Moses or Joshua. Moses just was a symbol and shadow of the law, and Joshua was the symbol and shadow of the New Testament of the Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, it is not Joshua, it is Jesus himself who grants us the inheritance. موضوع مش موضوع يشوع أو موسى. موسى يمثل الناموس اللي وصلنا لغاية عند حدود نهر الأردن، ويشوع دخل بينا كممثل ليسوع رب المجد إلى أرض المعبد. أنا عايز أقول نفسي كل واحد فينا يقرأ الأصحاح الأولاني، بل يقرأ كل سفر يشوع، ياريتنا قرأ الأسبوع ده. سفر ممتع يفرح قلب الواحد ويخلي كل كيان الإنسان يتنطط من أجل غنى نعمة ربنا العاملة فيه. Truly I hope everyone had the chance to read all the book of Joshua to acknowledge how truly God wants us to rejoice and to be truly the inheritance to be glorified by the work of Jesus Christ. At first he said to Joshua, you are devoted for this work. It is very important. I have to ask myself, not as a priest, but also as a Christian person, what is my aim in this world? Why God created me? Why He brought me in this world? What is my message in this world? It is very important to acknowledge why I am living here in this world. I am not living here just to have a job, or to be married and have children, or to even to help others. But more than all these things, I am created to be lifted up to heaven and to help every person to have the same thing, to enjoy the inheritance which God has promised to every one of us. ربنا أحبائي ما خلقناش ناكل ونشرب ونعيش ونتجوز ونخلف ويبقى لنا كرامات وشغل، كل ده هيروح. هيجي في وقت نقول عريانا خرجت من بطن أمي وعريانا أيضا أعود. لكن الموضوع الرئيسي، ربنا جابني عشان يطلعني فوق، وجابني عشان وانا طالع اسحب معايا قلوب كثيرة للسماء. اقول مع العروس اللي في نشيد الاناشيد، اجذبني وراءك فنجري. The bride asked the heavenly groom that he may attract her so that not only she but many others with her will run towards him. When she is attracted to the heavenly groom, she will not go alone. She will take with her many souls to enjoy and to have the experience of the Lord Jesus Christ. نفسي أحبائي كده الواحد يحط قدام عينيه وينحت جوه قلبه ويكتبها في كل حتة، يقول أنا عايش في العالم من أجل السماء اللي أعدها ربنا ليا واللي أعدها لإخواتي، وملياش في هذا العالم أي دور أكثر من أن نسحب كل قلب يدوق السماء. إن اشتغلت في وظيفة كويسة أو في وظيفة قليلة، إن كنت في ضيق أو في فرح، إن كنت في الكنيسة أو في العربية أو في البيت أو في مخدعي، ملياش أقول له رب أنا مش عايز حاجة، شهوة قلبي أن أرى العالم كله متمتع به. It is our desire that we and all human beings have the experience of the new life in Jesus Christ so that all of us we may be glorified with him on the last day. We have to taste the pledge of the glorification here and the perfect glorification on the last day. دي أول حاجة عملها ربنا مع يشوع. The second thing he said to him, as I was with Moses, I will be with you. كما كنت مع موسى أكون معك، لا أتركك ولا أهملك. إن كنت شايف موسى جبار ونجح في رسالته، أنا السر في نجاحه وأنا كائن معك. اوعى تفتكر يا شو انك انت اللي هتشتغل، انا اللي بشتغل وانا معاك ومختفي فيك، واوعى تخاف او ترحب. God in fact make a kind of assurance to Joshua that Moses did not work anything by his own self. It is the work of God who guided him and who truly supported him, especially in the last 40 years. He told him that he would be with him and he also would support him to fulfill his message. But he asked him, don't be in tremble, don't be afraid. You have to trust in me. I am the king. I guide the people and you just my agency or my representative or my embassy. احنا سفارة المسيح، احنا وكالة الله، احنا مجرد صوت ربنا بيشتغل فينا. اوعى حبيبي في يوم تظن انك ضعيف. تأكد الله اللي اشتغل مع يشوع يريد ان يشتغل مع كل انسان. معلمنا بولس الرسول يقول ان هذه الامور قد كتبت لتعليمنا. Saint Paul said that all these things had been written for our edification or for our education. Then when we hear about Joshua, in fact we have to look to ourselves, and as God worked in the life of Joshua, he also will work in our lives so that we may fulfill our message in Jesus Christ. The third thing, he assured many times that Joshua must not be afraid of any person or from any event. It is very important. المشكلة بتاعتنا بنخاف، مش عارف ليه، خاف من ايه؟ خاف من العالم تحت رجليك، بتخاف من الخطية حطمها ربنا، بتخاف من المستقبل ربنا فتح المستقبل قدام عينيك، بتخاف من إنسان الله اللي خلقه هو مسؤول وخلقك هو مسؤول عنك. أوحش خطية يكرهها ربنا هي خطية الخوف. ويقول أظن مش عارف يا إما القديس أوغسطينوس أو ذهبي الفم إن خطية الخوف هي خطية الإلحاد العملي. When we are afraid, it is a kind of atheism. We deny the presence of God, or we deny that God who is dwelling in our hearts is the Almighty. Why we are afraid? Nothing, nobody, no event, no sin can truly make us afraid. We are the children of God. We have the Lord himself in ourselves, therefore we are not afraid. Afterwards, when he supported Joshua, Joshua asked the people to be sanctified for 3 days in everything, even in the things which is not prohibited or prevented. He asked every man to live, to be far away from his wife for 3 days. What does it mean? It means for 3 days they must be involved in the entrance the entrance to the promised land. Nobody, in fact, can enter the promised land unless he or she will be sanctified for 3 days. What is the meaning of 3 days? The 3 days is a symbol of the resurrection of our bodies, our souls, and our spirits. It is the symbol of the 3 days in which Jesus Christ was in the tomb and then he rose from the dead. مش ممكن إنسان يدو السماء, مش ممكن إنسان يدخل إلى كنعان إن ما كانش يتقدس لمدة 3 أيام. لابد أن يدو القيامة من الأموات. تخيل كده إنسان دخل أوضة عمليات وبعدين تقول له الدكتور يعني نسبة نجاح العملية كام؟ يقول لك مثلا 50%. تقول له 50%؟ ده الواحد يموت من الخوف قبل ما تتعمل العملية. وبعدين يطلع من العملية يبص كده يقول له ولا كأنك عملت عملية, رجعت طبيعي. بعد كده تقول له أي مرض؟ يقول لك لا, جربت ربنا. المشكلة ما دقناش ربنا الذي يقيم من الأموات. معلمنا بولس الرسول يقول إيه؟ نحن الذين كنا قبلا في الظلمة, كنا جوه السجن جوه القبر, والنهاردة بولس قال نحن الآن أولاد نور, أولاد نهار, أولاد قيامة. مين يستطيع أن يقف أمامي؟ Those who tasted death, then they have the experience of the resurrection with the Lord Jesus Christ, will not be afraid at all from anything in this world. They truly have the spirit of victory even above the last adversary, as Saint Paul said, which is death. سان لا يخاف. ترمي في وسط النار, تحطه في وسط الجحيم, تحط فيش حدش يقدر, ما فيش حاجة ترهبه. أذكركم بالقصة الصغيرة اللي حكيتها زمان. كان في ولد صغير عيان سنه بتاع 6 سنين, هقولها بالإنجليزي. There was a child about 6 years old and he was suffering too much of sickness and he was full of joy. One of his friends asked him, why you are rejoicing? He said, oh, do you know, I am very sick. He said, are you rejoicing for you are sick? He said, yes, because I prayed this morning and said to my Lord, please God, I don't want you to heal me. I don't want to live for a long time here in this world. I desire to see you. Why I will live for a long time? And then he said, what do you think if you left this world and you went to the heaven and you will not find Jesus Christ? Then the child said, oh, no problem, I will leave the heaven and I will go towards Jesus Christ. Then he said, if Jesus Christ went to the hell, what you will do? Will you go to the hell? Then he smiled and said, oh, wherever is Jesus, there is no hell. Wherever there is Jesus, there is no hell. قلت ربنا تقول لي حطني فين؟ قال لك حطني في كندا, في أمريكا, في أستراليا, في مصر, في جنوب أفريقيا, في قبر, في سجن, في قصر, تفرقش. لكن اللي يفرق معي حاجة واحدة, ان انا محمول على اذرع الهي شايلني وانا شايله, وانا حامل روح القوة, روح النصرة. لا تستطيع قوة انها تحطم. بزعل قوي احبائي من الناس يقولك انا عندي ديبريشن وانا متضايق وانا زهقان والدنيا مقرفة. ايه ده؟ ايه ده؟ سور يعني ايه حالة الموت اللي بنعيش فيها دي؟ ولاد ربنا فرحانين، ايه نقصك في الدنيا كلها؟ The children of God in fact are full of joy. They have victory over all things and all events, even over death itself. Therefore, they are rejoicing. Joshua and all the people devoted themselves for 3 days before passing the Jordan River. May all our life become like these 3 days, and we feel that all our hearts, minds, souls, bodies, gifts, everything in our life, all these things are devoted to Jesus Christ and are risen with Him. My body is risen with him. There is no trace of sin in it. My eyes are risen with Christ. I see heaven itself. My feelings and my senses are risen with Him. All my life, in fact, had this preparation, the 3 days of the resurrection with the Lord Jesus Christ. After this preparation, then it was the order from God to Joshua. What we will do after 3 days? Will you truly open a road to us, or a way into us in the Jordan River? God said yes, but on one condition. What's the condition? The priests carry the tabernacle and they have to pass on the water. When their feet touch the water, the first priest, when just it touched the water, everything will be okay. Joshua did not say to God, at first open the road or the way, then we will pass. He said, no, you have to be truly in faith, so that you believe that on the first touch of one of the feet of the priest, then everything will be arranged. This is a divine plan. Sometimes we do not enter in the problem. We say, when God will solve it, then will I do so and so. No. I believe I am not passing this way. My Lord Jesus Christ. His symbol was the tabernacle. My Lord Jesus Christ before me. Therefore, the way is prepared by faith, and it will be practically when I put my feet on the way. مشكلة بتاعتنا يا حبايبي، مش عايز احط رجلي على المية. او لما تتحل المشكلة، مش هتتحل. ادخل وحط رجلك على المية، حط رجلك على العالم، العالم يهرب من عندك. لازم رجليك تبقى فوق المية، لازم العالم يبقى تحت رجليك. I remember me and Abuna Lua, when we visited His Holiness Pope Shenouda for the first time after the jail, that we returned, we were astonished and we are admired how he is all the time was smiling, although he passed many months at that time in the house arrest in the monastery. He said a very important statement: in all my life I didn't permit any temptation to enter in my heart. I pass over the problems. I do not open my heart to the problems. مشكلة بتاعتنا يا حبايب، نفتح قلبنا، ندخل المشاكل جوه ونصوت، الحقونا. تيجي لابونا ولا لقريبك ولا ده ولا الكونسلر تقول له انا تعبان، في ايه جوه؟ جوه في تعب. مين اللي قالك تفتح الباب؟ اقفل الباب ودوس على العالم برجليك، دوس على الخطيه برجليك، دوس على التجارب برجليك، دوس على الالم برجليك. You have to pass over all these things not to be under these troubles or sufferings or temptations. He asked them to pass over the water, then all the water will be in fact far away from them. They passed the river Jordan River. Do you know what is the difference between passing the Red Sea and passing the Jordan River? The two. The first under the guidance of Moses. And Moses was a symbol of the law. Therefore, the water was salted. Nobody can drink from this water. The second Exodus was by or under the guidance of Joshua, the symbol of Jesus. Therefore, the water was very sweet, the Jordan River water. If you are under the guidance of the literal law, your life will be bitter and salted. If you are guided by the Lord Jesus Christ, under the grace of the Holy Spirit, your life will be very sweet, regardless of all the problem which surround you. Don't care about any problem. You put your head to sleep and you feel you are in heaven. Wherever you are, under all circumstances, you are in heaven, and nobody can attract you from the heavenly life. نفسي صدقوني كده ببقى عايز امسك الواحد كده اهزه اقول له سيب القرف اللي جوه ده، اركن على ايه؟ ليه جوه في مدخل مشاكل وهموم ومتاعب؟ ايه اللي بتاخده؟ ما تيجيش فرحان بربنا حبيبي. ايه احلى من السماء؟ واحنا رايحين ما نروحها دلوقتي ونتمتع بيها دلوقتي احسن ما نستنى بعدين ونلاقي نفسنا ما لناش نصيب فيها. ف we have to pass through the Jordan River. And the Red Sea, the water was divided. The water on the right hand and the other on the left hand. And the Jordan River, all the water was on at the source, and then the other side there is no water, because there must be only one church without division. المية في البحر الأحمر اتقسمت وعدوا وسط المية. في نهر الأردن جت المية عند المنبع وقفت، وطبعا صب الباقي خلص، فبقت الأرض ماشية والمية على جانب واحد، فما فيش غير كنيسة واحدة وليست كنيسة منقسمة. In the Jordan River, Joshua make a very important thing. And the Red Sea, the king of Egypt and all his army was in the water or were killed. They were killed and they became dead. In the Jordan River, what happened? There is no, you will not find kings who were killed. You will find Joshua bring every 12 stones and he made an altar inside the depth of the Jordan River. What does it mean? The water will return back, then the altar under the water. It means the church is hidden in the water of baptism. And on there, when they left Jordan River, they took another 12 stones and made an altar beside the Jordan River. Kinisa جوه النهر وكنيسة طالعة من النهر. The church inside the river, and at the same time the church is out or coming out from the baptism, she became very pure through the work of the Holy Spirit, and she became the daughter of God, or her members became children of God. They have the adoption to the Father by the work of the Holy Spirit. عمل العمل بتاع المعمودية أو العبور عبارة عن تمتع حقيقي، إن واحد يدخل جوه مياه المعمودية ويطلع مغسول ومقدس ويعيش بقية أيامه مغسول. أنا مش عايز أطول عليكم عشان الوقت، لكن عايز أقول لأحبائي، هنكمل إن شاء الله سفر يشوع المرة الجاية بسرعة شوية. يهمنا نسأل نفسنا، هل احنا مستعدين ready فعلا ان احنا ندخل ارض كنعان ولا؟ Are we truly prepared to enter Canaan and we have inheritance by the work of the Holy Spirit or not? May our Lord Jesus Christ grant all of us to be prepared and to inherit and to share the Lord Jesus Christ in His glory. Glory be to God. Amen. أي أسئلة أو هم؟ تعالوا نصلي. تفضل. آمين. الليلو يا زك سابتري.
Χριστός πενότι يا ملك السلام أعطنا سلامك، قرر لنا سلامك، واغفر لنا خطايانا، وافتح قلوبنا إليك يا ربنا يسوع لكي تسكب فيها حبك الذي يجعلنا لا نحتاج إلى شيء في هذا العالم ولا نستعبد إلى شيء، بل تكون حياتنا ربي فوق كل مستوى الأرضيات، نقع العالم وكل ما فيه بأقدامنا، طالما نحن نحمل يا ربي تابوت عهدك ونتمسك بعهدك القدوس على الدوام. O Lord, the beloved, our Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you and ask you to fill our hearts with your love, joy and peace. Let us put all this world under our feet, carrying your Ark of Covenant, your testament, your promises to us. Now, our Lord, we are not just carrying the Ark of Covenant like the priests in the Old Testament, but we are as servants of God carrying your Holy Spirit, not on our shoulders but in our hearts, to give all the works, all the functions of your Holy Spirit to all children in the church. Our Lord Jesus Christ, teach us tonight and fix in our hearts your word tonight, not to bother ourselves or not to trouble ourselves or even not to be betrayed by the tricks of Satan in this world, to change our faces to you, putting our hearts to these worldly lusts and needs and troubles. We need actually only your word. We need to cross not only the bitter word, not only the water, not only the salted one, but the sweet one, to be one church, one body, one spirit, one heart, one word, one man, one mind, thinking, feeling, working, dealing with each other in harmony and in oneness of life. Please, our Lord, accept our prayers through the intercession of the Mother of God and the prayers of your saints and martyrs and confessors and all the cloud of witnesses in heaven. Accept our prayers and make us worthy to pray to you, saying, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Christ our Lord, with thy kingdom, power now.
محبة الله الآب ونعمة الابن الوحيد ربنا لنا مخلصنا يسوع المسيح شركة موهبة وعطية الروح القدس تكون مع جميعكم امضوا بسلام سلام الرب معكم